This is Owen Thompson with the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto's Congestion Management Plan has four potential updates going to committee on October 23rd. Adopted by the city in 2013, the plan has gone through multiple iterations to help in dealing with traffic congestion in the city and construction on the streets. Four changes are being proposed to the committee. Two of the changes revolve around budding technologies. In the agenda items, it says they will be leveraging artificial intelligence to, quote, better coordinate construction on city streets. Roger Brown, the Director of Traffic Management of Toronto, says that they are proposing to use AI to also optimize traffic signals, quote, to help all modes move more efficiently and safely with less delay. Funding for these potential implementations is cited to be around $39 million, with additional funding of $45 million being proposed for the implementation of smart signals and, quote, related activities in future years, as currently identified as a capital needs constraint. Brown says,
so the second generation smart signals that we have, they really are leaps and bounds ahead of what we did back in the mid-90s, because it allows us to implement features like leading pedestrian interval and, you know, extra time for pedestrians to cross, a lot of other safety metrics that weren't in the original generation. The new artificial intelligence basically takes a lot more information into consideration into the decision making. It takes pedestrian counts, it takes cyclists, it takes transit counts, it takes transit routes, delays for transit. It takes a whole bunch of information that's available to it through the Internet of Things to help in that decision-making process.
The other two updates concern the team that will be helping run the management plan. The two updates are asking for an increase in team support. They include, quote, establishing a dedicated traffic management team and, quote, providing increased traffic management support for surface street transit. The agenda says that the team would work with Toronto Police Services, Toronto Parking Authority, and the Toronto Transit Commission to, quote, improve traffic management, planning efforts, and around major events. Brown says that earlier this year, the number of members of the management team was three.
Currently in the field, we have 12 right now as we speak. The good news is we have a graduating class coming up. And so by the end of November, we're going to be adding another 15, bringing the number up to, so by the end of November, we'll have 27 of these folks out on the street. March, we're going to be adding additional that we'll ultimately have 45 traffic agents ready to be deployed by the end of March. And by comparison, again, you know, we, through the pandemic, we faced challenges. That number was down to three earlier this year. So you will see a very significant difference with your presence out there.
The updates will be going to the Infrastructure and Environment Committee on Wednesday, October 23rd, 2023.